So if we don't see things as they are because of our filters, then how can we go beyond these filters and see things as they are? One thing is that we can never see things entirely as they are, because we can only expand our filter so that we can see more of reality. So one of the best ways is to have good relationship with people who think differently from us. Often when people think differently, it's difficult to have a good relationship with them. But if we have at least a working relationship, and an issue is important, and we are coming at it from one way, and you know, the way they are thinking just doesn't make any sense, then rather than dismissing it, we try to understand why they are thinking like that. So quite often, when there are differences, you know, instead of understanding the differences, we judge the differences. That means, if somebody is not doing it in a particular way, you are irresponsible, or you are insensitive, you are uncultured. When we become devotees, you are mlecha, yavana, we can say all those kind of things also. We can bring in all kind of labels. But no, we just try to objectively analyze. That means, okay, this person is doing like this, why are they doing like this? So if we approach them and ask them, then often they explain to us. A major problem in relationships comes because instead of talking with people, we talk about people. Instead of talking with people means, so A has some issue with B. A has some issue with B, and instead of A asking B, and in a gentle, non-judgmental, objective way, A goes and tells C, you know what B did? And then C goes and tells B. Oh, B thinks, oh, A said like this about me. And then often what happens, C puts in their own masala. C adds some more spice to it. And then what happens between A and B, because their tension increases more and more. So instead of talking about people, it's better to talk with people. So if somebody has an opinion different from ours, just go and talk with them and try to understand their perspective. So if we try to understand other people's perspective, then we say, okay, this thing can be seen in another way also. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in Chaitanya Shikshamrita that even with respect to the absolute truth, he says Plato saw the absolute truth from the west and Patanjali saw the absolute truth from the east. And both of them have described their absolute truth in different ways. So we see things from our perspectives. And those who have other perspectives, if we try to understand them, their perspective, then it's not necessary that we will agree with them. There are three things. There is, with respect to differences of opinion, there is something which is, you could say, incomprehensible. It doesn't make any sense. The second is something intelligible. And third is something is acceptable. Agreeable, we could say. So it's not necessary that everything that anybody, people's opinions will become agreeable to us. But at least they can become intelligible. Understand why you are thinking like this. So sometimes we are afraid to be open-minded towards others because we feel that we may have to agree to them. And we don't want to give up our opinion. But it's not necessary like that. That two people can have two different opinions. And they can both be right in their own ways. So basically, interacting with others helps a lot in opening our minds. Especially if a relationship is important, then we need to rely less on second-hand information and rely more on first-hand interaction. So, you know, this person, oh, you know, he said like this, oh, she said like that. And second-hand information often causes a lot of distortion. So better for our first-hand interaction. That can help us to detect our filters and when necessary, correct whatever filtering effect has happened to them. Okay? Thank you. Yes, ma'am.